Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
It's time to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Stay tuned and watch the change of pace. Father Foster, you teach Latin, don't you?
Every day, certainly. And different little things. And I brought this speech to the two classes. I had copies made and we read about...
You're talking about the Latin speech that was...
given to the cardinals.
The day after the election of Pope
Benedict
XVI. And
I wanted them to see this and we read it. It's very, very good.
Which is the most beautiful passage in it?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know. I'm talking about my own writing.
Well, maybe we can read it together, no? You give me
there was one at the end here, which I thought was very nice.
With this awareness, I address myself to everyone, even those who follow other religions. That one.
Yeah, it's another one here. Yes, that's right in here.
How'd you say that? With this awareness, I...
Hic omnia cogitantes, thinking of all these things. Appellamus omnes, we invoke all people. Etiam illos qui alias sequuntur religiones, even those who are following other religions.
Who are simply asking... Oh, who
vel qui solumitur responsionem conquirunt interrogatione fundamentale de existentia humana, or those who are simply looking for... an answer to the fundamental question about human existence.
And have not yet found it.
Nectum eam invenerunt. That's pretty nice.
I address everyone with simplicity and affection. This word simplicity comes up all the time.
Simpliciter atque amanter. Omnes aloquimur. We address all people simply and lovingly.
To assure them that the church wants to continue to build an open and sincere dialogue with them.
Okay, what he is confirmemus, that we confirm to them, ecclesiam velle, the church wants, cum illis dialogum apertum sincerumque componere, to put together an open and sincere dialogue with them. Dum, while verum queritur hominis ac societatis bonum, while the true good of the human person and society is being sought.
How would you describe this in Latin? It's a talk?
He says, a sermon, non homilias, sermon, colloquium, sermocinatio, discussion. He says that we may be, that we may continue the dialogue begun by our predecessors with different cultures.
With various civilizations.
Yeah, cum diversis culturis.
Because it is mutual understanding that gives rise to conditions for a better future for everyone.
I don't know where they're getting that from. The Latin says, in order that from mutual understanding, conditions of a better future life may arise for all people. It just doesn't correspond. I don't know where they're getting that from. That's not my responsibility.
Right at the end, he says, "Mane nobiscum domine." And he left that in Latin, and so it means "Stay with us, Lord." No, stay with us, Lord. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
How did your students comment on this?
Well, they were very happy to see. They could hear the Pope talking, and they said, "Oh, thank you very much. We can." Everyone's talking about this famous speech. As I say, the idea of using Latin in his first homily to the cardinals is absolutely nothing new. But the journalists picked this up, as some incredible newness that the Pope's going to bring back Latin. Well, that has nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, it was over a quarter of a century since the last election.
Well, okay, just because we didn't have a Pope in the meanwhile.
Yeah. So it's quite a long time. Everything seemed kind of...
Yeah, I know. They forgot. They forgot what we did 26 years ago.
26 years ago, there was more knowledge of Latin within the Catholic
Church. For sure, for sure.
Than there is today.
We've lost just about everything in the meanwhile. I mean, teachers are gone and they're not teaching and the young people aren't studying it and learning it. The young bishops don't know it.
The young bishops don't know
it. No, are you kidding? I mean, they're half my age. And so... And this is the problem. And they say, the Pope's going to bring back Latin. I said, that has nothing to do with the whole question. The question is, what's going to happen concretely to do something with the situation of Latin in the church. Who's going to be teaching? How do you bring this back? How do you get people to know Latin? I'm glad I'm not on the committee.
But the Academy for Diplomats, the Academia, they used to teach in Latin there, didn't they?
Well, yes. There's some of their courses. And
do they still do that?
I don't really know what they're doing. I had two of them in class yesterday asking Latin questions.
Was that Latin good?
Yeah, pretty good. They're old students of mine, and now they're doing their doctorates, you know, for the academia.
So they may become nuncios.
Oh, they will, for sure, eventually.
Which is a Latin word, isn't it?
Nuncio, yeah, an announcer or a messenger.
Mm.
And, that's all right. Some, yes. But, I mean, you have hundreds of thousands or thousands and stuff go around the world in seminaries. They just don't know what they're doing. I'm sorry. And I don't want to be pessimistic. I'm just very realistic.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.